Pastor Lee was saying this morning, with Zion pronouncing, it becomes Aliyah. Aliyah means going up. Going up. So I want to continue with this. Just leave it there, Daniel. With the same theme as what I shared last week, focusing on the prophetic word for 2022 that Pastor Joseph has released. And the prophetic word is? Okay, let's do it together. Remember, it's PPP and then M, right? So first P is progressive preparation for God's pure and mature church. Okay, and Pastor, we just declare, we even as God prepares us, we need to be prepared for that preparation. Can you get that? Yeah. Do you get that? We ourselves need to be prepared for God's preparation, because if not, then we'll miss that preparation. Yeah, and we need to be progressive in terms of what we are doing at the moment. We can't stay the same. Remember, when we say progressive, the opposite is, a lot of people will say, oh, regressive or going down. But staying the same is also not progressing. Amen? So we don't want to be the same. Yeah? God is changing us, sanctifying us more and more each day. And as we've learned from the confession, from Watch Many, Life That Wins, right? All these things, how does it look like in our life? It has to be translated back into like our daily life. We can't just learn. I know what life that wins, you can quote, right? Exchange, not change, all this. But how is it like tomorrow, Monday, when you wake up, how do you have the life that wins? What does it look like? Yeah, Uncle Donald shared last week, abiding in Christ. That's just what they call objective truth. It's the fact, it's the truth. But how do you experientially show that? Then we know about waiting on God. Again, waiting on God. Sometimes we take insights from the children. I learned today I have to wait on God. Right? Then we say, have you? Right? And we also like, right? The experiential has to come out. Right? We can learn, and even as I shared today, all the PowerPoints you can download. Oh, I just want to all the PowerPoints will be uploaded onto the Evangel website. So I know a lot of you, you know, get your phones up and take, which is good. I can see the desire, really wanting to know the word, but there is a better way, a progressive way of that. Is you go Evangel. Wait, what is it? About evangel.org.org.au, and then you should be able to see all the previous messages. Then you get the full message. But sometimes you take, either the Zoom's not right, the still's too small, right? Okay, the progressive way is to go to the website. Okay, I'm going really, really. Let's read this, okay? 1, 2, 3. The Lord God spoke to us in Horeb, saying, you have dwelt long enough at this mountain. Turn and take your journey and go to the mountains of the Amorites, to all the neighboring places in the plain, in the mountains and the lowland, in the south and on the seacoast, land of the Canaanites, and to Lebanon as far as the... next river. Okay, never mind. It means the different place. Okay, keep going, Daniel. And see, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them and their descendants after them. And I truly believe God just gave this word to Pastor Lewis quickly, right at the end of prayer, just to open the theme for today, right? God doesn't want us to keep dwelling where we are at. He wants us to progress, to go up, to Aliyah, okay? All right. So before I share, as I was waiting on God today for, because even though I've prepared, I still say, God, okay, what do you want to speak? Because I can prepare whatever, but I want you to speak to the people. What you want to say today? And we've been learning about how to pray, right? The progression in our how we pray, how we study the word, how we obey in sowing, all this also, you can, practically speaking, you should be able to see progression as we grow. Yeah. So now the theme about how to pray is, we say, Jesus, you are. Okay, no more Lord, okay, we've been learning in our life group and in our prayer cell, because our prayer cell has the most children, I can confidently say, right, among all the other prayer cell and life groups. So we got to keep it like real simple bite size, right? So we go direct. You say, don't pray the same, Lord, I pray. Because when you already call on Jesus, that's already praying. So you waste 2 seconds, right? Make your prayer 2 words longer than it should, correct? And also, why? You are already... I don't go to Amy and say, dear, I'm talking to you today. I'm wishing you good morning. You don't say that. You just say, good morning, dear, I love you, or something, right? You just say it. Okay. But you understand what I'm trying to say? Because why we say this? Because we got habits, okay? We got habits. And these are, what we call markers of when people are so set. When I say people, I'm including myself, so set in, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray this, okay? That's the old way, right? We got to, even in our prayer, how we pray, how we talk to God, we want to progress, yeah? So I say, Jesus, what do you want to show yourself today? And I just had this thing, it's like, Jesus, you are the creator. You know, in Revelation, we learn about, you know, holy, 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 Lord God, you're mighty, right? Who was and is to come. And then the next one, do you all know? What's the next one after that? You're worthy, right? And then by your will, they were? Exist and were created, right? So I said, Jesus, you are my creator. You are our creator. Jesus, you as the creator did not create faulty products. Okay, I'm talking about us, correct? God being the great creator does not make faulty products. Yeah? So you and I are not faulty. The great potential is in us. Because why? When I talk about progression, we need to see where, how far we have fallen, right? Because of sin, because of self, we are far behind of who we truly are in Christ. We are far behind in terms of what we have. Maybe we are not fully equipped. Like Pastor Louis said, going to warfare, you got to make sure you got the weapon. Sometimes, let's be honest, we haven't even got the right equipment around us. We're not prepared, right? Olympics is going on at the Winter Olympics. Do you think they prepare 1 day, 1 week before? The event is only, what, sometimes so fast, right? Within 5 minutes, finish the race. That's just very little. But how long do they prepare for it? Years, right? Yeah? True? So we got to think about this ourselves. We also have the race. We also something we prepared for. Few weeks, I think about last year, we prepare for eternity. Are we truly prepared for eternity? Do we know what we have, what we can do, and all these things? Yeah? So I said, wow, God, truly you create us, but why are we not there yet? Why are we not having a life that wins? Why are we... It's like saying like this, the creator of the F1 car, right? It's supposed to run at what? Say, I'm just making the numbers up. 200 kilometers per hour. The top speed. But it's just running at 50. Can you imagine if you're going around the track, 50, when all other cars are going 200? It's something like this, right? You can, if you use, you keep that analogy, maybe the oil is not right, right? You think they will pump your 91 oil in the F1? Or diesel, just the usual diesel? No, right? Apparently they use the fuel that you put in jet engines, right? It's super clean, super purified, whatever, right? Same, maybe the oil in us is not right, then cannot perform. Maybe there are things that in our lives that are not right, the parts, but we know that it's not about us, it's about Christ that lives in us, right? Galatians 2:20. Another one as well, maybe the driver is not right. Did you know, I don't know if you've seen this, but you know what a go-kart is? You know what's a go-kart, the little car, right? You put the best driver in there, and he can drive that car as though he's driving an F1. So there's a show called Top Gear. Okay, I don't know if you all know what this is, right? And the best driver at that time was called Michael Schumacher, right? And I'm not interested in car racing, so I don't know. But my friend who is was like, because they in that show, he wears a helmet that's all black, right? And for years, nobody knows who he is. They just know he's a driver. But my friend can say, the way he drives that go-kart, it's like a little toy, right? It's like a toy car. oh, that must be Michael Schumacher. Everybody was guessing. I said, how can you tell? So it's the way he drives. Like, wow, like, right? So sometimes maybe, or us, we're just the vessel, and then we trying to drive this, but we need the expert driver who created the car himself, which is Jesus, right? Okay, I think maybe you're all a bit lost with that analogy, okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? Maybe, okay, maybe the other way. You get an F1 car driver, you get an L plate to drive it. Not performing to its potential, right? Okay, because we try to drive our own life when Jesus should be the one driving, or Holy Spirit should be, God should be driving. Amen? And I got a picture as well. All right, so God gave me this picture. Hopefully this will show you a bit more. Who knows what that is? Okay, Zion has that, right? Okay. Now this thing, right, has how many drivers can be on this bicycle? One or two?
Two.
Okay, the trick question is two. There's a handlebar, and the one on the top as well can be, okay, because when the child is little, you can put him and then the adult will be the one steering. Right? So like for example for me and Zion, okay? So last time when Zion was young, he doesn't know how to steer, he got no strength, easy to steer this, right? Can bring him out, no problem. As he start growing, he start to be able to handle himself. And then, guess what? I want to turn left, he will turn right. And then we're like doing this, right? So this sometimes I see is a bit like what Holy Spirit is like taking over. But we are like, no, now I know what to do. I also want to, yeah? And then the bicycle goes like this. Yeah, it's get harder and harder. So is this an image of what, would it speak to us or not this morning? Because we say, Lord, lead us. But then we take the handle, we want to do it. Amen? We say, God, you are my God, you are the Lord of my life. But I still want to take control a little bit. Yeah? So in terms of how we apply this back into progression, everything in life, when we talk about our spiritual walk, we need to depend on God, okay? Because I don't want us to fall back. Oh, I need to prepare, so I must do this, 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 this. Sure, we have to, certain things we got to do, like Uncle Donald said, we have to abide in the Lord. That one is still an action we need to take, right? But in order to make ourselves better, we cannot so-called depend on ourselves because then we will fail, all right? Okay, let's go on to the next slide. So just a summary, right, in terms of using all the words in the prophetic word. Everyone reads with me. Number one, God expects his church to progress spiritually, and that is growth. Number two, God wants his church to be prepared, so be ready. God wants his church to be pure. This is holy. And number four, God wants his church to mature. Okay, this is fruitfulness. And fruitfulness, I'm talking more like characters, okay, virtues and all this. And as Uncle Donald also ended with his message last week, knowing all this is not enough. We got to apply it. We got to practice it. Okay, we got to actually do. Okay, the Bible didn't say those who hear, okay, are wise. It's hear and do. Jesus said, who are the ones who are my brothers and sisters? Not just the one who hear, but hear and do. James said even more, if you hear and don't do, you deceive yourself. It's like someone who looks in the mirror, there's a chocolate on the face somewhere here, but just walks away and forget about it, didn't do anything about it, right? So we don't want to do it like that, okay? All right, and last time I declared this, that as pastor declares this prophetic word, it means this is the season that God is releasing his grace for us to grow in this area, to progress, to prepare, to be pure, to be mature, right? And all this, even though individually we'll see the growth, but it's God's pure and mature person? God's pure and mature individual? God's pure and mature Christian? One Christian? No, it's for his church. In the end, the growth that we will then see is so that it's for his body. Amen? Yeah, so whenever we declare this prophetic word, have this in mind. Number one, I got to grow. Okay, I have to definitely grow. I have to mature. Okay, that's thought number one. Number two is God is preparing not just one person, but preparing his church. Okay, his body. He loves, he's concerned with his body. Okay, next one. All right, so I just want to bring it back to about life that wins. Okay, I'm sharing from that lesson that we went through in life group, okay? So that we know exactly what to do in terms of to prepare and to progress. So we know that when we talk about life that wins, the winning part tells us what? There is a... Why do we have to win? What's winning for? In what context? What is it? Winning can be race, right? You win a race, okay? The other thing that as well is there is warfare going on. Okay, you got to win. Okay, when there is a fight, then it cannot be like just a draw. Someone has to win, correct? Okay, so in our life, we see it, number one, is as a race. Okay, so let's read that one. Okay, Hebrews 12, verse 1. Let's go. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him. Oh, sorry, go next one. At the right hand of God. Sorry, go to the next one. I forgot to delete verse 2. All right. The other thing is, pay attention, okay? This time, I wrote the scripture in a progressive way. Can you all guess what's the progressive way here? That got color, got a line, okay? So this is something that, you know, Holy Spirit given to Pastor Mei Chin as she was preparing to teach the children, and now Malaysian children. Okay, because she wants them to understand properly. But also for us, yeah, we are so privileged, okay, to be able to receive this from her about align all the nouns together. You know what nouns are, right? Okay, ESL class a little bit. What's an example of a noun? He, she, okay. Okay, all right, you're getting it now, okay? Then you've got verbs, right? What are verbs? Action words, good job. Who said that? Ezekiel, okay, right? Action words, okay? And then the coloring will teach us whether green means like a positive action, okay, that you can do. And orange, I don't know if you can see orange. Yeah, orange is like the negative, okay? Like a warning, like a traffic light on warning, okay? So as we were going through this, a lot of things opened up as well to us. So you don't just read Bible, like just read as a story, right? This is what we call searching the word, right? As we search, study, we put it this way, it takes time, correct? But it will clarify so many things. And I've applied it to my life group teaching, okay? With the waiting on God, do you all realize the waiting on God one day is actually very short, 6 minutes, right? But in our life group, I can take half hour, just on the one. Okay, because we were just expounding it. By doing this way, it's so, I don't know, it's just God's revelation or Holy Spirit's revelation to do this. All right, so coming back to the message, the Bible encourages to run. Run how? With endurance, okay? The race. And how do we run? We look unto Jesus. Everyone say, we look unto Jesus. Who is Jesus? Author and finisher of our faith. Okay? And who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Okay? Deciding the shame and has sat down at the throne of God. Purple here refers to kingdom or God the Father. Okay? All right? If y'all don't get it, don't worry. We took a while as well. Okay? Pastor is like, understand, right? Yes. Okay, but just a little bit. A little bit is good enough, right? Then you progressively learn, okay? All right? I'm not expecting you suddenly. Everyone must write with different colors and all that. But with the children, because they've already learned in the Bible camp, I'm like, hey, what color is this? Take this colored pen and all, okay? So that they learn to color code, okay? They can see. All right, another thing that Paul says, okay? Our faith is not only like running a race, it's also a fight, okay? So let's read 2 Timothy 4:7. 1, 2, 3, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, and I have kept the faith.
Faith here is red because red always refers to blood, Jesus, faith, okay? All this. And where is it that we read? Faith is actually a person, which is Jesus, okay? All right, and then Galatians 5:7, you ran well, okay? But who hindered you from obeying the truth? That's why that's orange, okay? So, our Christian walk, it's a fight. It's a race. Now, do you think fighting and racing, like these words that Paul uses, is it a cruisy thing? Is it something that you cruise in? No, okay? It's got something to, there's like, what do you call it? Effort, or there's action, right? Okay? Because we want to kind of have this balance. We know you got to rest on God. Jesus is our rest and all this. Correct. But on the other hand, there is a fight going on, right? There is a race. We are all in this race. Each of us have our race to run. So let's run winning, right? Paul said, I press unto the prize of the upward call. I'll share this, right? I used to do taekwondo when I was in primary school, secondary school, right? I think I've shared this before that I've done taekwondo, right? And I was up to what we call the last belt, which is red, before black, okay? For the black belt, to get the black belt, I need to do a fitness test, okay? And the fitness test is this. I got to run 12.4 kilometers in 12 minutes, okay? Okay, wow. I'm glad you all say, wow, that's hard. Like I thought you're like, easy, 1 minute, 1 kilometer. And that's right. But that was a fitness test. And guess what? Did I ever got it? No. Because I never progressed from that. Because you do the fitness test, but then you do your, you know, chop the wood and like do all your different things, right? But I never got to go to the next phase. Okay, why? Okay, and the other thing is this, right? I did try it. I tried it twice. Okay, and the advice is always this, right? Always in the people that are in the what do you call it? The group that are taking the test. There'll be one person, you know, no problem, tall, long, right, fit. It's like so. The coach will always say, "You see that guy? That one? You follow him. You follow him. If as long as you follow this person, you'll be okay." Because because they know, right? He's like fit and all that. So I mean, it's good advice, kind of, right? Okay, it's kind of because in the first 1 minute, I could, right? You could, but after that, you're like, okay, and then it's like whatever. The other thing is, the time that is given in terms of and the length, it's up to the fitness, your age, your way, all this, they've worked it out, right? So, although it's a good advice to do that, but what happened is, because he has to run even faster for his, because he's normally more fit, so they've dropped his time a little bit, right? So he has to run faster. So I'm running faster than I should, quote unquote, because obviously, if he has to run 10 minutes, means I can beat my 12-minute time. But the problem is, I'm not running my race because I'm looking at person and I'm like trying to catch up or things like that. It's a good advice if I can do it. Okay. So the second lesson here is, I've never prepared myself. I never even go jogging, right, to prepare for the test. I just say, I train every week. I mean, last time when you do taekwondo, it's not me every week, right? I do training every week. And the lesson is always 1-2 hours. I should be able to run. What, 12 minutes? Like, it shouldn't be a problem, right? But no, it's not. And I was never, to be honest, I never even jogged for it, like go, right? Because you know Malaysia, how hot and sweaty it is, right? So I never prepared for that, okay? So the lesson here is, number one, you focus on your own race, right? Don't compare yourself, because each different person have a race of their own. Right? It's good to see, to motivate you. It will help. But if you run other people's race, what's going to happen? You're going to tire yourself out. And second, you got to be prepared. Okay? You got to run it the right way. Amen? Okay. All right. So, coming into How then? How do we progress? All right, so just a recap a bit from the first message I sent. We all just read together, okay? Recap on progression. What is progression? Number one, moving towards a goal in the right direction, right? Okay, so that we are not regressing or standing still. And this has to do with maturity, okay? From, everyone say, child, milk, carnal, to mature, solid food, and spiritual, okay? There's always a transition, okay? Warning against lukewarm or mixture, because we say if we don't progress, if you keep staying, like, you know, in the gray area, then the prophetic word also uses Isaiah, right? Isaiah 60 verse 1 is, you know, the light will get brighter, the darkness will get darker. We cannot afford to be just in the middle, because there's going to be a great distinction. Okay, the great contrast. So the warning is this. If we don't progress, you just stay roughly just okay. It's a warning. Yeah? And then how to progress, which I'll use the life that wins. So have we all memorized Galatians 2:20 by now? You can say it off by heart. Yeah? Let's say it. 1, 2, 3. No long. It is? I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in me. All right? Okay, I'll give you A for that, okay? Very good. Okay, very good. You can do the whole thing. Okay? We realize, even though as we say we prepare, but we got to depend on this, Christ who lives in us. Because will he ever lose? No. Okay? Will he ever fail? No, okay? So if he's the one that is now in control, then we know we can do it, yeah? So what on our part, what do? We say we let go. Everyone say let go.
Let go.
Yield and surrender. And then let God. Okay? Which is simply belief, yeah? So we got to also acknowledge that we are weak, right? We got to. So that was the kind of the difference between the last month's sharing was that we repent first. We realize how far we are from what God wants, right? There are certain sins, right, that keeps coming back to us, yeah? There is certain things that we ourselves, self-preference, we want it, do it this way, right? Rather than letting God. Then, after we know what we want to repent from, we ask and receive, right? We say, thank you, Jesus. Like, if you say you have temper, which is the one that Watchmen always use, right? If you are short-tempered, okay, you say, Jesus, you are my patience, right? I depend on you, okay? All right, so what does it look then, a life that wins? So we focus a little bit on the negative last month, okay? There's a few things we got to repent from. Then let's also see what the life that God has ordained for us, okay? And let's kind of review and see, do we actually have this? Let's be honest, right? Everyone's read number one is a life that is free from sins. Matthew 1:21 says Jesus, right? His name is Jesus. He shall free his people from their sins. Okay, number two, a life that is free from the power of sin. Romans 6:1-4, talk about what? Right, we are dead with Christ. We are raised together with Christ, yeah? Maybe let's read that. Can you just... Okay, because it's very important to see this, right? We are not only free from sins. Remember, we learned that sins is the thing you commit, okay? But that is not so-called... When we do fall in that, we go back to the blood of Jesus and he washes from our sins, right? But the greater problem in us is we are sinner by nature, right? There's a sin nature in us and that makes us want to sin. Right? You don't need to teach children like Zion to disobey. They just know how to do that. And now he's got this thing as well that when you say, don't bring out all your toys at once. And then he says, no, I said, one at a time, all at once? How did he know how to use? I didn't teach him opposites, right? But he knows, okay? I said, no, take it one by one, right? He likes to just paw his toys out like that. I said, no, take one out at a time and play with only one toy. And then you say, all at once? Like, oh. Okay? So, all right, Jesus, you are my patience. Yeah. But you just don't know, like, it's like, eat your food, all of it. No, just a little bit. Like, I mean, we teach him what is little, what is more, but he knows how to just turn it into opposites. Yeah? Amazing. All right. Okay, let's go. All right, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin? Wait, okay. Notice this. The sin is not plural, okay? We dead to sin, okay? This is referring to the power of sin, okay? Who died to sin, live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Cool. Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. Okay? This newness of life should be a life that is free from the power of sin. What's the difference? The difference is what Rennie is saying. Say you have... The problem is short-tempered. It doesn't mean that you go, something's annoying me today. I'm going to be patient. It's got nothing to do with that. When you are free from the power of sin, you'll be surprised. Hey, why is this situation not affecting me? That's when you know you have dependent on Christ for the patience. That means experientially, Christ's patience is in us. Yeah? Can you tell the difference? Yeah? One is self-effort, right? Or almost like, I like to use the example like smoking. A lot of people try to give up smoking. What do? The natural way is, if I smoke 10, I'll smoke 9, 7, and sort of a little bit. But when someone smokes around the person, they'll go, oh, that's a bit hard, right? Or use patch. Okay, not saying it doesn't work. I'm saying it, but that's man's way. Okay, that can be your own way. With God's way, it's usually like a miracle. One day, finish. No cold turkey, no whatever, right? And my dad can testify of that, okay? That is what he experienced. He prayed, he said, God, I know you don't like me smoking, but I love to smoke. I love the smell, oh, blah, blah, blah. But you have to help me, right? And then within 1 week, things didn't change immediately. But 1 week after that, he just walked in the shopping center. He took his cigarette. He just chucked it. And that's it. That was the end of it. Nothing. Okay? And I always share that as a testimony, all right? To show that it's not just about going to heaven. And the full salvation that we have is this, okay? This victory, victorious life that we can all have, okay? It's not I'm now a Christian. I have to be holy. So I do my best, okay, to do this and that. It's got nothing. Didn't Jesus die on the cross for more than that? Not for us to keep struggling. Yeah? Okay? Number three, go back to... So the other thing about life that wins. Okay? There was more points in the book, but I'll give these two parts. One is the negative side, right? The life that is free from the negative, which is sins and power of sin. Then the positive is, number three, alive. Read together, a life that holds intimate communion with God. A life that is wholly satisfied with God. Can we really say that this is something daily we are enjoying to do this? I can say sometimes it's not, right? Yeah, it's not something prayer meeting, getting a bit long, right? Okay, well, only me, right? Okay, let's go on. Okay. it's like prayer and fasting. It's like, by the way, it's now no more two sessions, right? It's from 9 to 1. 9 to 1, okay? All right, so it's straight, okay? Wow, really? 4 hours straight. Wow. Okay? It's all, okay? In the end, things like this with the flesh, with the self, with the carnal, it won't like it, right? But if we depend on the Holy Spirit, you begin to see how you can enjoy this. It's strange. I'm just telling you now, for myself, I enjoyed it, right? Last time, there was a bit like a half. It's like, You keep looking at the clock. And then you already think, okay, I fast lunch, so dinner I still can eat. So, you know, what am I going to eat in dinner? Like, yeah, okay. But as you progress, okay, using the right principle, right way, right teaching, you will begin to see things change in our lives without you even have to like effort, okay? All right. So go to the next one. All right, this is the picture that Watchman Nee gave us, right? Jesus didn't leave us, okay? If the sea is sin, okay, there's a difference between a life jacket and a life boat, right? And Jesus doesn't just give us a life jacket so that we can continue to struggle in the water, in our sins, okay? What Jesus did is he pulled us out of the water, okay? Jesus is the life boat. Can you get this picture? Do you all remember this from chapter 2 of Life That Wins? Okay, so when we're born again, we receive the grace of forgiveness. That is true. We thank and praise God for that, right? We're forgiven from all our sins, plural. But the question is, are we still living in sins or have you come out of it? Okay, and when we learn Romans 6, 7, and 8, there is the power of sin that is still operating in the flesh, in the body, that makes us keep sinning. Yeah, and that's the problem. And the answer to the problem, I'll just give it to you, is the cross. Okay, because the cross has to do with death, okay, death to self. And when we die, then we can have resurrection, newness of life, okay? Pastor said this one day, and I was a bit like, whoa, like, you can't have resurrection life until you've died. I was like, well, yeah, true, right? We declare resurrection life, but sometimes our flesh is still alive, therefore we can't experience resurrection life, yeah? So the Bible describes all this, right? Life that wins, we should be free from sin, power of sin, we should be like holy, sanctified, but we know experientially we are not there yet, right? So who is wrong? Is the Bible wrong? No, it's us. There's something that we are not doing right, correct? So the old me is not changed, okay? Because when we go next, all right? And this is the main point of today's message, okay? How do we achieve the life that wins? Or what is the nature of it, all right? It's not about us being better. The old me is not getting better, okay? It's the old me is being replaced by Christ, okay? So we need to be removed and let Christ in because our victory is in Christ, amen? So when you write out Galatians 2:20 like this, you can see, right? I, me is on this side, okay? But Christ, all right? Can you see this, the green, me, all right, is being replaced with Christ, okay? Yeah, I'll let you all see that for a while. Okay, so whether I can achieve it or not, whether I have victory or not, has nothing to do with me, right? Whether I can do bad or do good or whatever, it's about Jesus. So the focus is no longer on us. The focus is how much of Christ are you allowing to work? Yeah? So practically, this also means you don't have to compare your life before you were born again, right? Because there's two ways. Either one, the positive is if a person that is quite a good person, born again, they will say, I wasn't that bad in the first place, so, you know, I just continue as well. I don't really have to depend on God. Like, for example, let's say, I'm not saying this is me. Let's say I'm quite a patient person. So if I'm born again, patience is not my problem. So I don't need really to depend. But until the situation comes, like two children, right? And they're crying at you the whole time. At the same time, right? You can see things begin to manifest. Then you go, oh, wow, I'm actually not that great in first place. Yeah, right? Do you understand what I mean? Like, you don't look at what you are as a person, okay? You're no more dependent. It's not about you, okay? The negative as well is, wow, I was really bad before I was born again, so can I really achieve it? Like, can I really come back to the positive? You don't. It's got nothing to do with you, okay, or your past before Christ, yeah? Because now is letting Christ in, yeah? Okay, yeah, yep, okay? So how many can say, like, then we like to declare this, yeah, no longer I, we can declare this, right? No longer I, but Christ who lives in me. But how many can truly say, no longer I means no longer my will, no longer my desire, no longer my ways, no longer my preference? Okay, I'm trying to turn it into, we can declare this, right? And yes, we have to, every morning, if you want to use this verse as your prayer, you can. But if you're still holding on to your preference, your ways, then you're not acting it. Like I say, like we say, we learn to wait on God, but if I ask, have you actually wait? How long? Okay, Ben Beavis and Don La, don't focus on that. But then if you say you are waiting on God, you're practicing, then there has to be some action, right? Correct? Okay, so we know that it's an exchange life, not change. Go next. All right, we, everyone say the old need to be removed. Okay, we need to let Christ, the new, in. Okay, right, Watchmeni gave the example of the old Bible. Okay, it's not about repairing that Bible. Okay, make, recolor the golden parts, repair, okay? It's not, it's getting a whole new one. Okay, so we have a new life now, not the old one made better. Okay, another, the next one. Okay, another thing about exchange life and not change. So God's principle is always to substitute, to exchange, not to make something that was bad and then try to make it better, right? So Isaiah 63 says this, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them, everyone say, beauty. For ashes. Okay, can you see the substitute there? Right? The, and then the all of joy for mourning. And number three, the crown of praise and for the spirit of heaviness. Okay? That they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. All right? In the end, when we do this, because we know where we are at, and when the victory is achieved, we know that it's not of us, therefore we can glorify God for that. Amen? All right, so, all right, next one. Okay, everyone read. Number two is, it's a give and not a reward. Give is freely given, but reward demands our effort or work, okay? So as a gift, we just need to humble, ask, and receive. And then we say, is it really that easy? Is it really that easy? Is it? Okay, okay, maybe the second question would be this. Have we ever tried asking? Specific, okay? I'm talking about specific problem, a sin that always bothers you, okay? Sin that you're still... Have we actually asked God? Or are we just still trying to be patient on our own, all right? Have we actually waited to receive? Have we actually been humble himself to receive? Okay? So it's one of those things where it's easily said, but when we break that down and try to see how is it look like, it's quite hard, isn't it? But just do, okay? All right, next one. Okay, another, what do you call it? Analogy is our salvation, all right? How did we receive our salvation? Did we work? Did we have to do like, did we have to pray and fast before we get saved? No, all right? So it was obtained freely, not through self-effort. So now, as we are having going through our sanctification, that also comes the same way. Yeah, we obtain it freely, not through self-effort. Okay? So as salvation is obtained through God's free grace without our works, so victory over sin is also God's free gift. Okay? Salvation needs no effort, so our victory does not require our effort either. Okay, so let's read 1 Corinthians 15, 57. 1, 2, 3. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, so where is our victory? In Jesus. Okay, all right. So to practice this, maybe this is some of the things we have been... next one, Daniel. Maybe this is some of the things we have been working towards too, right? Being holy or having more communion with God, right? Whatever our struggle is, right? Certain characters we want to build. Characters as simple as punctuality, maybe diligence, maybe if this is something that you keep repeating, always late, then maybe this is something you can work towards. Okay, Jesus, you will Jesus be late? No, right? Okay, I'm just using it. Okay, can you all get a bit very serious at the moment? Will Jesus ever be late? No. Will Jesus ever be lazy? Right? What's the opposite of laziness? Diligence, right? Yeah? So think about like that, right? If there are certain things you think, you know, you lack, then get it from Christ, because He is the one that is perfect. Amen? So you can say, Jesus, you are my patience, right? Jesus, you are holy, so I am now holy. Can you see? Right? And when I talk about the progression in our prayer, right? Lord Jesus, everyone, you can read that one. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank and praise you. You are my, whatever, you fill up the blanks, right? And I depend on you for patience, for blah, blah, blah. Yeah? Okay? So this is what we've taught in the prayer cell. Okay, second week, it was last week that Pastor Luke, no, it was already the third week. Okay? I'm not saying this to condemn, but we still see people praying the old method. Lord, will you heal this person? Okay? Remember, all this is not to condemn, all right? We're talking about progression. Remember, even when God reveals something in our lives, condemnation is not from Him. He reveals things in this is so that He is the answer for that problem. Yeah, He just wants us to admit, like, wow, really, I'm weak. But Jesus is the answer. So before I forget, for the worship team, when we conclude, we sing Christ is the answer, okay? Because of this statement, all right? Because I always forget, or normally when they say, what song? Mental blank, okay? Now I remember, I just tell you. All right? So can you see this? Okay, practically, this is how you do it, all right? Until we experience it, okay? And then we say, how come Bible say all this we haven't? Well, because we haven't stepped into it. We haven't allowed Christ to do it. Yeah? Okay? So as you begin to see this, using that example again, the wrong way is, Lord, will you heal this person? No. Jesus, you are the great healer. You are the great physician. Let your healing flow. Let it happen now. Okay? Not will. Okay? Because if that language, we keep using that kind of language, we can pray ourselves into doubt. Will you do it, God? As though God doesn't want to do it. Right? Yeah? Okay? So we've got to change now. We've got to change. As God reveals more and more accurate, we can pray this. Okay? Answers into our lives. Amen? All right. Last one. Okay? So the life that wins is, everyone say, obtain, not attain. Okay? Same thing, right? Same principle. Okay? It's obtaining means you just possess it. You just take it, just like a gift. All right, it's usually instantaneous, right? When you get a gift, okay? And that's what faith is. Whereas attaining, you know, you slowly work, you got to do this, that. It's usually gradual, and that's what we call religion, okay? You man doing it so that they can attain holiness, okay? But with Christianity, we obtain it from Christ, okay? Fast, okay? And we read 1 Corinthians 1:30, 1, 2, 3. But of Him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Okay, I forgot to color code that one, but okay. But maybe I can test you. What color would it be? The one in bold. Purple? Okay. Which one is purple? The one in bold? All purple? Red? Okay, the answer will be, red is always Christ, right? So if Jesus was our wisdom, so it's red, okay? What should have been is, the wisdom should have aligned under Christ Jesus and all red. Then we see, the wisdom is not from us, it's Jesus' wisdom. The righteousness is not our right, it's from Jesus, okay? The sanctification and the redemption, okay? I think I forgot to do it because of the last slide, okay? All right. Okay, are you all learning something today? Yeah? Okay. So hopefully this reminds us a bit of the encouragement, even Pastor is encouraging us just to re-listen normal Christian life, life that wins, because that's the full gospel. That's the full salvation. Okay? It's not just about cleansing our sins, we get to heaven because I'm free from sins. But there is still the power of sin that's still acting, right? And the cross is the answer for that. Amen? All right? So our conclusion, everyone read with me. Possessing this life is a miracle, not human effort. Okay, the consequence is an express life of Christ, not a suppressed one of the old man. Okay, in the book, this is actually point number 4 and 5. Okay, but I'll just give you as a conclusion. So, because you can see, right? Okay, I think you get it now. It's quite repetitive now. Okay, so the practical is, everyone say, simply believe. Simply. Oh, let's say simple belief. Okay, also can. All right. Yeah. Malaysian one, simple belief, huh? Okay. So what Jesus has done, and speak it out. Because Romans 10:10 says, with the heart one believes, and with the mouth you confess. So you got to say it. You can't just like, oh, Jesus, yeah. But you just like, oh, I know, yeah, Jesus, my... But you never actually say it out, never actually pray it out, yeah? Daily in the morning, like Pastor is encouraging you, as you sit, waited, you just say, Jesus, I'm seated with you in the heavenly places. By saying this, you are activating that, right? You are having the life that is above, right? You begin to see, oh, I'm in the victorious level in heaven. Yeah? So problems doesn't bother you anymore, right? Do you get what I mean? When you actually pray and say it out, all right? That like kind of like makes it into the practice here, okay? So daily we need to experience, okay? We need to accept, Jesus, you are my victory. Uncle Donald shared, I thought maybe I should actually put a picture of the vine because maybe some of us has not been to. Has everyone seen a vine? Yeah, so when Uncle Donald say, imagine and all this, I was like, I hope they, especially the children, I'm always concerned. Have you all seen the vine before? No, see? All right, so when they say, imagine, what is vine? Is it like this, right? This is an example, okay? Can you see Jesus is the vine? Can you see the big trunk there? So now, when you're actually waiting on the Lord and you declare, Jesus, you are the vine, I am the branches, think like this, right? Jesus is the vine, and then the branch, and then there will be fruit, okay? So the question is this. Does the branch need to work to connect to the vine? No, okay? The branch doesn't work, right? The branch doesn't, like, walk up to the vine and like that, right? It's already connected, okay? It's already connected. What it needs to do is it needs to always stick to the vine. That's number one, right? If it gets chopped off, well, it's finished. I've had to say finish, habis, yeah? Right? Second thing is the vine will supply the nutrients and all that. So the branch also cannot stop it, right? The branch cannot suddenly think, look, I don't need the, because, you know, I can get my own water, right? Yeah? It cannot do that, right? But sometimes we as the branch, we forgot. We got the vine, the supply from the vine. Okay? Even fruits, it doesn't like, oh, make fruit, like that. No. Naturally, if it's connected to the vine, okay, if it makes it flow properly, the fruit will come out, right? So in our life, if we say that we are the branch, number one, we got to be sure that we are connected. Second, we got to allow whatever the vine wants to supply. Then the fruit will come out, okay? Amen. And the fruit here, as it says, the Holy Spirit produces His fruit in us, okay? Fruits, you can think character, maturity, so on and so on, okay? So, I suddenly stopped. So let's practice this, okay? All right, let's practice this now. I will get the worship team to come. All right? We say Christ is the answer, but as you sing, imagine this, that we are the branch, we are connected to the vine, yeah? And whatever we need, it's all from Him. And we can say, if you don't know what to pray today, you don't know what problems you want to kind of ask God to help, the answer, then just say, Jesus, you are my victory, right? Once you say, when you claim victory, it should be everything, right? Yeah? So, and although we do it now, this should be a daily thing as we do. Okay, it helps when you've got some template, right? Every morning as I wake up now, I just say, Lord, I'm receiving your breath. Jesus, you are my breath. Jesus, you are my victory. All right, You are my supply. You are my, you are my, you are mine, right? And as you do this, you begin to see the focus is on Him, not yourself. Then, automatically, the problem as well will become, it's not that it's not there, but it doesn't bother us as much. Yeah? Some of us maybe are a bit overwhelmed with work or whatever, okay? Or people come to you for problems or this. Sometimes it can wear you down, right? Talk about weariness. But then the answer, it shouldn't come from us. The answer comes from Christ. Okay? You all don't have to stand up, just because we want to be in this attitude of relaxing, receiving from Him. Okay, as we sing, Christ is the answer. All right, you do this, okay? Thank you, Lord.
To all my longing, Christ is the answer. To all my need, Savior baptizer, the great physician. Oh, hallelujah, it's all I need. Thank you, Lord. It's the answer.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah.
You are my longing. Answer to all my needs, Savior baptizer, physician. Oh, hallelujah! It's all my need. Christ is the answer to all my longing. Christ is the answer to all my need. Savior baptizer, the great physician. Oh, hallelujah, it's all I need.
Thank you, Lord. Just as last month we've learned, the principle first is we repent from what we know we lack. Simple thing as not desiring more of God or whatever. But we gotta, even as we learn about the six foundation stone, the first one is repentance from dead works, but then we gotta progress to faith towards God. So don't just stay on the first one, repenting, repenting, repenting. But the next phase is putting our faith towards God. So, Lord Jesus, you are our victory today. You are our answer to all our need. You are our answer to all our longings. Lord, you know where each and every one of us are at, and you have ordained, chosen, predestined a greater life for each and every one of us, that life in Christ. But we, as the branch, are to just allow the vine to supply. So, Lord, we just declare today, Lord, that let self be put on the cross. Let self not take control, but you, Lord. No longer us, but Jesus. You are the master of our life. You are the Lord. You are our answer for everything. But Lord, we know we have to continue to abide in you. We have to connect to you. We have to wait and depend humbly upon your help. Amen. Depending on the Holy Spirit. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Greater revelation, Lord, I declare, for each and every one of us to have a breakthrough, yes. Not remaining the same. Yes, simple thing as not even praying the same, not reading the word the same, not having devotion the same, but just progressing more and more as you are releasing more and more to your church, Lord, because you are preparing us, your body, to be mature and pure. So Lord, let us have a greater vision of what our Christian life should be. Not about our own goals, preference, will, but your will that you have set in us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And as everyone here, just opening their hearts, Lord, to receive you as the answer. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We just declare next level, next level. Higher, higher. And we declare that word, Aliyah, to each and every one of us. Thank you, Lord, for your word today. We praise you. We praise you. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we just declare this. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.